Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we'll get back into some college football after what was a wild weekend, ahead of what's probably going to be another wild weekend, yeah. And then we'll know who's going to the playoff as well.
Yeah, and I think that's because we'll wait for the committee and see where they're going to place them. But everything's right. Going to change after this weekend. So I could say don't get upset.
Yeah, but you know what people are going to do. They're going to get upset.
You know what's going to happen. But it will be interesting to see where some of these teams, mm-hmm. how far they fall. Because, I mean, like, Georgetown, 9 damn spots.
Yep.
Has anybody fallen 9 spots?
No.
Yeah.
No one has fallen that far.
9 damn spots.
For worse losses, yes. By the way.
9 spots.
And this is, again, this is just the AP. This is not the college ball playoff ranking, but it has been a pretty good barometer of yes. what the playoff ranking is going to do. They've got Ohio State having fallen 5 spots.
Yeah, okay.
From 2-7 okay. after their loss to Michigan on Saturday. And Miami falling 6 spots. Which I guess that was the worst loss.
How many did we drop to? We dropped 9 damn spots. Yeah.
After losing to, at the time, Ole Miss had 2 losses on the road.
9 damn spots.
Yep, that's right.
But all that would work itself out and everything like that. But, I mean, it was a crazy weekend because of, like I said, the Georgia game, everything that we said that Georgia couldn't do in the first half, in parts of the third quarter, it did. Georgia Tech controlled the line of scrimmage. They kept Georgia off balance. Got up to the second level and was able to just maul Georgia's defensive line the whole first half.
What did they do?
They just
what did they do after? Because Tech, it wasn't just the first half. Like, if you would have told me Tech was up 17-0 at halftime mm-hmm. and then also had a 10-minute touchdown drive in the third quarter, mm-hmm. I said, well, damn, Tech just executed their game plan. What did Georgia do after that drive?
They tackled better.
To get them off the field.
They tackled better. They defended the QB run better. They did so many different, but I think the biggest thing, they got going offensively.
Yeah.
I thought offensively they got it going also. And give Tech credit. I mean, they won everything in the first first half. They won a lot of scrimmage. Again, they won the toughness award. Everything. Everything that you could possibly do to a team that they've done to teams all year, especially in their bigger games, the Florida States and the Miamis, they did that against to Georgia. And I was like, well, damn, if this ain't the most – but this is this team this year. This is this Georgia football team. It's just them right here where they just play to the level where they should be. They're better than Georgia Tech. I don't give a damn what you tell. Now, did Georgia Tech play their best game? They played their best game, Andy. They did everything they were supposed to do, had us down 17-0, and like you said, came out and had a 10-minute drive.
That drive was a field goal drive. That didn't end as a touchdown. But, it ended as a field goal. But it still was a scoring drive. And more than anything, it was 10 and a half minutes.
It was 10 and a half minutes, that's what I'm saying.
Of a 30-minute
yes,
half.
Yes, and they controlled it.
Yeah.
And they lost. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's the last time I say it like that, because this is for all y'all Bumblebee folks. This ain't for some other people like my man Jay in the truck and stuff. I feel for him. I know you're heartbroken, my boy.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
I know my man G-Less. I know you're heartbroken, my boy. This ain't for you. This is for them other idiots that kept putting them damn in my damn comments after a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, after a half.
But game 60 minutes.
Carson Beck has been playing really good. He has been playing really good these last few games. Getting Nate Frazier the ball. Now, where will ATN be as far as this game and things like that? I know why am I forgetting his name? The kid from Miami, they got suspended, the receiver.
Oh,
He should be back this game. I would think.
Colby Young.
Yep. I think he should be back in this game. Hopefully you get this boy Nitro. And I was talking about, I want to see this kid play, man, because this dude is big, he's fast. Now, he's just young. But you want to see if he can get in. We did lose a corner, but he has been playing. Mm-hmm. And go. Bye, son.
Humphreys?
Yeah.
Transfer portal?
Yeah, because the same thing last year. You know, he wanted some love.
Let me ask you
about, then we found out why he stayed. Like, That's all you wanted?
What was it? Like a little bit of money or
move off, remember that? They want to move off campus.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. So yeah. A little extortion.
Yeah, a little extortion.
Did he make a big scene about it this time? Because I had
I don't know.
Did he do like a big social media post?
I don't know what because I don't know what them things is they be doing now when they just put the picture. I'm like, oh yeah, the dogs and everything like that. Then they say he was transferring. I'm like, oh.
Oh,
okay.
How was I supposed to know that was the code
because
other people
the thing, they say, God got me. Well, he thought he had us all.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I thought he had us all.
If you believe
that. If you believe that.
Then you believe we're all good.
God got me. And then I was like, what happened?
Just
you. And still didn't realize what happened. Now, the other people are all the kids that are going to transfer portal. You see the thing, the little memo pad writing with a picture of them. Respect my decision. God got me. He just put God got me on top of a picture. You know what I mean? And so that's how you found out. But hey, best of luck to him.
Good luck.
And that's all
we'll
I
take
get.
Him.
Yeah.
Come on up.
Best of luck to the young man. I just thought it didn't, like my Samson showed me the picture. It said, by TikTok boy. I was like, what the hell is a TikTok boy? Don't they all TikTok?
Yeah, aren't they all?
Yeah, aren't they all TikToking? But there was quite a few of those at the house this weekend, might I add.
I know you sent me that picture. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, dog.
It looked like a TikTok video.
Yeah, might I add. There's a lot of damn TikToking going on in my house. So I'm officially a TikTok dad. I just got to stay off of the TikTok.
You're a TikTok man.
I'm a TikTok man. Yeah. I got to stay off of it because usually when I'm on their TikTok, that means they messing with
me. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that means they mess with me. So I was not on nobody's TikTok this weekend while my kids were home.
That's a good goal. Avoid the TikTok.
Yeah, but I mean, they were able to scrap and scrap and scrap. And when they needed to make a play, that play by Dan Jackson,
incredible play.
Just shot the gap. Mm-hmm. Bow! See what you want to say. Okay. The holding call, yeah, he held him. But you know what happened? The ball got batted down.
Yeah.
The ball got batted down.
Look.
Like, if you're going to keep sending clips about something, I got plenty of clips of what happened in that first half of offside and holding and all that. It happens in a game.
There's a lot of missed calls.
There's a lot of missed calls.
Go
in the
back
game.
And look at the fourth quarter of the Michigan Ohio State game.
It's a lot of bad calls.
You got to stop mistaking incompetence for conspiracy.
Yes.
There's not a conspiracy.
Ward,
honest mistake.
Ward called it down to Sanford Stadium. Oh, Ward. Ward said, hey, guys. We need Georgia in the playoffs, so we need you to miss calls so they can win the football game. Yep, that's what they said. Y'all supposed to be engineers, and that sounds like an idiot. Y'all supposed to be engineers. That is an institution of higher learning over there right down the street.
True.
And some of them folks, they planned it. They plotted it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You know, that's what sports does to people, though.
Are you kidding me?
Even
they plotted it.
Some of the smartest people I've ever met.
Oh, Ward. Oh,
you
Ward.
You let a little fanhood get involved.
Oh, Ward. Ward said, Ward called down to the referee locker room.
All that common sense becomes a lot less
common. I even heard the mayor got in on it.
Of course he did.
Like, really?
Well, because, of course he did. Because he's a Georgia fan, but then the mayor's a Tech fan.
Yeah.
But the governor's a Georgia fan.
Right.
So it's a grand conspiracy.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It was just a crazy-ass football game is what it was. It was just a crazy football game that kept going and going,
going. Just run the ball.
Just try to run it. They did, and then they won, and that's that. Good for Georgia. They win the game.
Your wife will be very happy right now. Obviously, she's married to you. But Appalachian State has fired their coach.
She's so happy. We didn't watch a ton of it because we were doing all kinds of other stuff on Saturday, but they got pretty well worked by Georgia Southern, and you know what that rivalry is. She hates Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern hates App, all that. She was like, when they lost, she was like, all right, hopefully that's enough.
Right.
Because she was a little mad that they beat James Madison the week before because she was like, that's going to save his job again. He's going to do this thing and say, all right, there you go. She said, again, one of the smartest people I know, my wife, couldn't possibly love her more. She says crazy fan stuff sometimes, too. I'm like, what is your problem with it? She goes, I don't know. This don't have any fire in their belly. I was like, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. But whatever. She'll be very happy to know that he's been fired. So congratulations to her. What happens with Ryan Day?
I don't know.
Because
that rivalry, like, people lose their jobs because of it.
You don't get to lose to Michigan four times in a row.
On the same thing, you don't get to lose Ohio State four times in a row.
But what if he wins the national championship?
But that's my thing. Obviously, the national championship is the biggest thing.
Right?
Is it?
I think.
It's got to be bigger. If he wins the national championship, if he gets to the championship game, I think he's safe.
I don't know.
I think he's safe if he gets to the championship game.
I don't know.
But to lose to that Michigan team without their best players.
Yes.
And for you and me, another thing we talked about, Like, when do these boosters stop? They gave this man all this money to go get this roster.
Reportedly $20 million.
Yeah. Same thing down there in Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. They gave him all this money to get this roster. Mm-hmm. And you don't get it where it is. How safe is it?
Here's the other thing for me, just watching
that game.
They got
the wrong quarterback.
They got the wrong quarterback. They got the wrong offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Like, we tried to tell you about
Chip Kelly.
Was
going to work.
But they had zero first downs in the final 20 minutes of the game.
It was crazy.
How do you – I mean –
You got Jeremiah Smith. Yeah, you started testing out Jeremiah Smith. He just damn ragged all that dude.
He learned how to get away with it.
Yes.
Because remember in the Oregon game, he extended.
He extended.
He just –
Gave a chicken wing.
Just be the biggest guy on the field. Like, be the strongest guy on the field. They also could have kept throwing it to him.
Yeah.
They stopped. Also, Quinshon had it going. Quinshon was running like a man possessed in that game, and they stopped giving it to him. And the offense fell. And, again, credit to Michigan. They played their ass off like you do in that game. But there's no excuse for Ohio State losing to this Michigan team. Like, if you're going to snap that streak, this was the team to do it to.
Right.
And Michigan's throwing picks in the end zone. Great play by the Ohio State linebacker to drop back and make that play.
What a play. But she's like, dude, you just don't want – Michigan don't want to win this
game. Come on.
Michigan don't want to win this game.
All you got to do is kick a field goal, and you're going to win. And I understand it wasn't fourth down on that.
But the run, though, I mean, you got a guy. This is what happened to Georgia. First play of the damn Tech game. You got him. You got him, and then you let him go.
Yeah. This is the thing that's going to bite Georgia in the ass. If Georgia does get bit in the ass in the playoffs this year, they're the worst tackling defense I've ever seen under Kirby Smart.
Ever seen.
They just don't tackle.
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They are horrible at tackling.
Yep.
And you're absolutely correct. Because it seems like every damn week that happens. They got a guy wrapped up or something like that. Whistle ain't blown, and you let him go, just like the first play of the damn game against Tech.
Yep.
Out the back door.